Okay, have you guys heard the song 10 Drunk Cigarettes?
Is that the one that you sent to us and I didn't respond? Or
you bet it sure is. So this is a song that was written by AI.
No.
Oh, boy.
Are you serious?
And it's like out to the world?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to read you.
Are people falling for it? Like, did you fall for it? Like, did you know?
I knew it was written by AI. It's kind of along the same lines as like the SpongeBob SquarePants song.
Which I was really into.
Oh, you were as amazing. Well. Yeah, amazing.
It was really good.
It should win a Grammy, honestly.
Should.
Grew up in a non-SpongeBob household.
Okay. So this is, here are some of the lyrics, okay?
For it. Okay.
Okay. Seriously, I don't need anything from a man. Actually, maybe give me some money. I don't need money from a man. I got my own. But I want money from a man.
Mm.
Getting girls rich. Yes, that's a part of my plan.
Mm.
And I could name 10 things us girls need before we ever need a man. And then this is the chorus. Do you want me to sing it or do you want me to just keep speaking?
Sing it, yeah.
Sing it.
One new vape, 2 lines of Coke, 3 drinks from the bar, 4 more lines of Coke, 5 guys fries, 6 hits of my blunt. And 7 more lines of Coke, 8 pairs of shoes, 9 BB belts, and 10 drunk cigarettes.
Beautiful.
Guys,
okay,
that should win a Grammy.
It is artwork. AI home because they're drunk. That part of that didn't even make sense.
Wait, who sings it, technically?
It's just some AI-generated voice. It's just some girly voice.
That's
this is the album artwork. It is for listeners.
I have seen that.
It is a picture of a Barbie with a sparkly ball cap on that says Demure.
She sent it to us.
I sent it to you guys.
That's why it's familiar.
I'm like, why does that look so familiar? Oh, because like.
Maybe because I literally sent it to you. I sent it to my sister and I said, play this at my funeral, please.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to. You be careful.
Do it.
That's actually really funny, Mare. I kind of love on TikTok when I come across a song that is like someone's voice but singing another artist's song.
Oh,
so it's AI generated, but it's not that. It's not like generating a full song, but it's like Ariana Grande.
It's like Kanye singing Taylor Swift songs.
Yes, and like somehow it always sounds so good. I'm like, I do want Kanye to come out with a song. Maybe this would help his whole. Whatever situation. He's going through in life because he's not doing well.
He's got a lot going on right now.
Honestly, I think it would save a lot of people's like mental energy if he came out with like a Taylor Swift cover. Like,
which
I think that would
be insane because
that would be
Taylor
really
Swift
funny.
Literally wrote Reputation because of him and Kim. So
correct. Also, I heard some rumors. Like, what if he was featured on Reputation? I'm like, that would never happen. Obviously,
actually, but insane. That would be insane.
Would be incredible.
Burying that hatchet. I don't know if Taylor Swift knows how to bury the hatchet. I'll just be honest.
No, she doesn't. You as a Taylor and Swift,
Taylor
fan.
And Swift.
Is that what it is?
Taylor Allison.
You and middle
you're
names.
Quit trying to act like you know people's middle names when you don't. B. Mayor. Why do you know that?
How do you not know that?
Well,
I was gonna say that feels like. Something she would know. And I really actually thought I was close. I got the A.
Do you know Tori Kelly's middle name?
No.
Oh. I would think that you would. Do you know Michael Jackson's middle name?
No.
Oh. Do you know Casey's middle name?
No.
Is it Elizabeth?
Is it Mary? Meredith Mary?
Meredith Mary
is it
was
Michelle?
Crazy.
Is it Casey Michelle?
Oh, Michelle. That's what it was. Michelle. Is it Meredith Michelle? That's so embarrassing.
Doesn't even sound good together. That's LOL.
Meredith Michaela. Okay, speaking of Michaela, we have an email.
Good. That was a great segue.
Thank you.
Really
thank you. I did think about that. We have a listener email today, and I'm going to read it. I'm so excited to read you guys our email of the pod. This is from one of our friends, but specifically one of my best friends. She lives in Denmark right now. We actually, right before pressing record, we're looking up where people tune in from, and Denmark was named. So Michaela, I know you're listening, and so I love that. But let's dive in. Okay. It says, also there's like, there's a lot of emojis, which I kind of love, and I'm going to describe them.
You have to mention every single one.
Oh, I will. Okay. She starts off. Dear It's Been Forever Pod, first off, I love all your episodes and themes. You guys are giving in the podcast realm.
Mm-hmm.
with your amazing friendships and stories that are always entertaining and authentic. Don't stop what you're doing. Love it, love it, love it. And then like the clap emoji. So thank you for that. Love an encouraging word. Okay, then she goes, your recent hot theme. I cannot talk.
Yeah.
This is difficult. And start I think over. It's because it's like so tiny right now. So don't mind me. I'm going to get really close.
Zoom it up.
I'm like zooming way like in as in like I'm getting closer to my laptop. Okay.
Well, no one can see you. So it's fine.
Exactly. So I'm
going to put this clip specifically so that people can see how close you are to your.
My eyeballs are to
we
the
just
screen.
See a cyclops.
Yeah.
It's actually just my forehead. Okay. Your recent hot seat theme was spicy with the pepper emoji. You can tell how close you all are to be able to ask these tense questions and be honest with one another. Loved hearing Casey's life stories and the deep-rooted childhood scars we all carry. So comforting to hear. Uh-huh.
Specifically Casey's.
Yeah, specifically Casey's. That's what she says.
We love Casey's trauma.
Oh my gosh. So comforting to hear, and thank you for sharing, truly. Mare, I'm right there with you on the weird feeling of staying in the place you are, but also maybe one day moving again. It's such a weird place to sit and work your mind through. So thank you for expressing how you think about it.
Aw, good job, Mare.
You're welcome.
I know. Good job, Mare. Now, soldier. I'm not just saying this because I'm Kira's friend and definitely biased, but I do think she won the hot seat challenge. Okay. Thank you. If it was a challenge, I will take on the dub. Never mind.
It wasn't a challenge anyway.
Casey lost, and now she's sad. And then she says, damn, did you guys put her through it?
Really?
in a good way, of course. Winky.
Funny.
Which I love that.
I feel like it was nice to you.
I know. Maybe it was just like the questions about my ex or something.
Oh.
But yeah, I vote Kira won that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, good job.
Thank you so much. On a real note, though, as a long-distance bestie across the globe on a 7-hour time difference, which is true because we have been trying to figure out a time to FaceTime, and every time I'm like, 7 p.m. works, and she's like, that's like 2 a.m., and I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work. So 7 hours is real. Getting to hear Key's take not only on her past relationship but also her personal maturity struggles and where she has grown in life has been so special to be a part of through your podcast. That's cute. Mm, you guys not sweet. Only are creating a space where people can enjoy listening to your dynamics and friendships, but also for other long distance friends to catch up and feel closer. Thank you guys for that. Heart emojis.
Aw.
Cute.
Okay, very Michaela. Sweet. Jeez.
Thanks, Michaela.
I know.
Michaela.
Like,
Joy Lynn.
Michaela.
Yeah. Gosh, Michaela Clarice, probably.
That feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then she goes, I don't know if you can see, but I also showed your podcast to some friends here in Europe, and they are very intrigued. Oh, maybe that's why Denmark is like number six or something.
First off, let's just like take a second and say hi.
Hi, you guys. Hey. For listening. That's actually so sweet.
How do you say hi in Denmark?
Danish.
In Danish?
It's not Denmark.
I
know that.
I don't know how to say
hi. I
know
Denmark.
We're going to lose our new friends.
I think it's Danish, actually.
It is Danish.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I actually met someone from Denmark, and he said Danish. So.
Okay.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't know how you
What's
say
up?
Hi.
Shout out, Alex.
Shout out to you.
We're really
hello,
excited
Michaela
that you're here.
And Michaela's friends. Hopefully, I'll meet you soon in May for your writing. And if not, like.
Hey, here. Look at this. Line.
Okay.
Okay. Hello. Wait,
that's
hello.
How you say hello in Danish. Wait. Ready?
Hello.
Okay, so just
wait.
Hello.
So it's just like hello. So that's cool. Hello. Why does that feel like not?
I'm fluent.
Correct.
I'm fluent.
You're fluent in Danish.
Yeah,
I'm fluent, guys.
Well, they
okay. There's
a little
bit more
when they say it. Okay, sorry. Michaela.
Or hi. No. Yeah, we need to give. Okay, back to Michaela. They are very intrigued. I love that. They especially like hearing about your backgrounds and where you are now as young American women.
Mm.
You are so different yet so relatable at the same time. Pretty cool to witness. Smiley
face. Shimmying my shoulders. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shimmying in my bosoms. I'm just kidding.
I'm actually crying. And then she said, my only request is that you bring guests on sometimes. Don't get me wrong. You three are the best and OGs, but would be amazing to hear how you guys do a guest episode with like the little like eye peeping emoji.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
P.S. You can write me back. I do love a conversation. Your number one listener, Michaela Lynn. Oh, Michaela, I just love you so much.
Thank you, Michaela.
Okay.
When
this email came in, this is how stupid I am. When this email came in today, I literally got the notification on my phone and it said, like, Michaela, what's her last name?
Lynn.
Is it Lynn?
Yeah.
Just Lynn. Yep. Okay. Michaela Lynn. And it said number one fan. And I thought it was like an email from Spotify telling us you're number one. Like, I legit was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It's like you are number one in your genre.
No. Yeah. To like Michaela. Most, like, she listens to every episode multiple times, you know?
Oh. Mm. I feel like she has really, listen, it'll be fun. Like, she'll text me something random. She especially loves the Mennonite ones. I think because she just grew up so different and she lives such a different life now. Like, she met someone on Tinder in California, then they moved to Denmark together, her whole story, and now they're married. And I'm actually going to South Dakota at the end of May for her wedding. Got legally married in Denmark on July 4th. Super patriotic of her, so love that. And now they're doing a wedding in the Midwest, which would be really fun to see, because I haven't seen her in a couple years. Yeah. So Michaela, I'm so excited for that and to celebrate you. And then to I loved her family. Like, we spent
I spent in California a week there. With
yeah just hung out with her little sister, and her middle sister is married now and stuff, so it'll be cool to see. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much for writing in, Michaela. We all love you. Yeah. I especially love you.
My favorite memory of Michaela, and I think I'm maybe my favorite because she's speaking my love language, which was food. I went to her room and she offered me chips and salsa, but she was but the chips at the store were so expensive. So I got some tostada shells and I just break them up and I use them as chips. And I was like, you're a genius. And we sat there and we ate chips and salsa.
Wait, I love that. I don't even think I knew that. Mm-hmm.
And she fed me and I was like, you're so nice. You're feasting.
Oh my gosh. Did I ever tell you guys about how we had met? I don't know if I told it on this.
I did, but I don't remember.
Podcast. Yeah. I'm going to share this story briefly because it is good. And it just goes to show the foundation that our friendship was built on. So mind you, listeners, the three of us have just transferred to Northwestern in Iowa after our 2 years in Kansas and didn't know anyone. Michaela lived in the room beside Casey and I. So it was Mare and her roommate, Casey and I, and then Michaela and her. So all bam, bam, bam. And we didn't know anybody. And I randomly ran into her in the bathroom one time on our hall. And we just she kind of complimented something about me. And then I just kind of spilled this whole story about my recent fall break fiasco where I ran out of gas on the way to Colorado. And I was giving her the whole story. And that was the beginning of our friendship. I was just I'm Kiki. And also I guess I would have said
you aren't Kiki yet.
Kiara. I wasn't Kiki. I was just Kiara. And gave her this whole story and just became friends after that. I was like, if you can handle this story and you still want to hang out, it'll be good. And then from there, we just clicked. So, and then she ended up moving rooms, I'm pretty sure. Or actually, no, I think she moved into our hall because she was having roommate issues from somewhere else.
I remember that.
Midway through the semester. So,
yeah.
Anyways, it was just founded on some fun memories. And look at us now. Listening to our podcast from Denmark with your husband. So, also, hi, Toke, if you're listening.
What's up, Toke?
Love you too.
Toke it up.
Toke it up.
Welcome back to It's Been Forever podcast. You guys, I'm Casey.
I'm Kiara.
And I'm Meredith.
And I'm pumped.
And I didn't like the tone of my voice right there.
Well, then.
And my dog peed on my equipment tonight. So.
Well, I'm on my period, so.
And I'm really glad
that note.
And I'm really glad you said that. Because tonight, you thought today, I don't know what time you're listening, whatever, fill it in. You are going to be getting a full rundown of our first period.
This sounds insane when you think about it.
It does sound insane. You know, I had a friend that suggested this to me, Naomi, shout out. I love you dearly. She's like, shout out. Would you guys ever talk about your periods? And I'm LOL. I was like,
I mean, totally. Like, I would. I think it's funny. And I was like, let me pitch it to the girls. Let me see what they say. And then you guys.
Here we are.
Exactly how I thought you would, which would be like, wait, that'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. And I want to say, if you are a man listening to this and you would be uncomfortable to have this conversation with us face to face, maybe just turn this guy off.
No, or let me rebuttal that and say,
okay,
if you don't want to listen, maybe you should, because there's things that you are actually going to be learning today. This is probably going to be educational, maybe even for some ladies out there, because I am very passionate about this topic, actually. For various reasons.
Casey's a fertility specialist.
Which certain reasons we'll get into. You guys can talk about that in a bit. You know, your experience with me being on my period.
Well, let me rebuttal your rebuttal.
Okay. Rebut my butt?
Yeah, I'm going to rebut your rebut.
Okay.
By saying, I think this can be, I mean, it's mainly for the girlies, but also it's not. Because if you're a guy, you know a woman in your life.
And if you don't, get to know one.
Yeah.
Get
to know one. We're know pretty woman, great.
Really
okay.
Good chance that she has her period. If she doesn't, she might be in menopause. She might be too old.
Or she might be 12 or under.
Right.
Oh, true.
That's true. I didn't think about
that. Isn't that crazy? Either. Like 25% of the time, like, you're on your period.
Yeah.
Well, that's like insane to me.
If you're, is that a right number?
If you get it for the full 7 days and you get it every 4 days or 4 weeks, yes. But everyone is very different with
that. That is true.
I'm really glad that you even brought that up, Meredith.
Yeah, I'm just letting you.
There's so many different.
Chat about it.
Timetables between how often people, you know, get their period and don't get their period. So, like, for example, Meredith, would you be comfortable sharing your current situation of life?
I would absolutely love to share my current situation about my period, which is I haven't had one since July of 2023.
Mm-hmm. That's insane to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like,
I get it.
I got pregnant, you know, like, we found out we were pregnant in August because I was late because I didn't get my August period. And then I haven't had it since then. So, which is kind of awesome. Now, I will say something else came out and it was a baby and it hurt. But
I was like, what came out?
It was a whole human being.
Right.
And it hurt, but worth it. And also love not having my period. So,
right.
Starting to get a little worried that I haven't gotten it yet because she is 10 months old, but I'm just not thinking about it.
Can I ask a naive question?
Sure.
Because I've never given birth nor been pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, what is a typical timeline? Is there a typical timeline to get your period back after birth?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there is a typical time. I think it's whenever you get it, because I had the absolute displeasure of getting it 4 months after Amira was born.
Which is awful. I feel like you're hardly even healed yet.
I literally was like,
you basically just stopped bleeding from having a baby.
I'm sorry. Like, I literally hated being pregnant. It was death. Yeah. And then Mira's barely alive. And it's like, oh, here you go. Here's your period again.
Here you go.
What the heck?
Yeah, you got like the triple whammy.
But anyway, so I got mine 4 months. But you can it can be anywhere from a year after your baby's born to a year and a half. Yeah. So it's there's not a wrong number. It's just when your body decides.
Yep. And just because you don't have it doesn't mean that you're not fertile yet. Like, I could get pregnant right now, mm-hmm. even though I haven't gotten my period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I'm having a hard time knowing how to track my
ovulation.
You're in a really hard spot right now because you don't have your period. So it's really hard to navigate.
You have to
that.
Okay, now men, close your ears. You have to track your mucus.
Yeah, your cervical mucus. And you need to figure out what the consistency is and the color. And guys, you're getting into my wheelhouse. I'm getting really pumped. I'm getting really
Casey,
pumped.
I feel like you need to specialize in this.
What's it called? The Creighton method or something?
I don't know who Creighton is, but I do know who Natural Cycles is. And
sure. Give us the rundown, Casey. Yes.
So you guys can speak to this as well, because I'm going to go into a little bit of my period past, starting off with my very first period. Like that one Friends episode.
Why don't you like me?
Anyway, but I started my first period in a Subway. And
in the restaurant? Let's clarify.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm envisioning New York City Subway. Yeah. That's where my mind went.
A homeless man sitting beside you.
11-year-old Casey. It's 3 days before my birthday. I'm in New York. I'm alone.
And she stands up on the subway in Manhattan.
NYC, under man puddle of blood.
My period. No, I was in Subway in Kelowna. It was brand new at the time, and it was like, oh my gosh, let's go to Subway.
And so was your womanhood.
Was this your birthday party?
No, it was just a regular day.
Okay.
It was like a couple days before, I think it was 3 days before my 12th birthday.
Wow. Okay.
I was with my cousin Victoria. Shout out Victoria.
Shout out Vic.
And we went to the bathroom. And
Victoria Jane?
Actually, yeah, Victoria Jane.
Yeah, Tori Jane Schrock. I know. She follows me on Instagram.
Oh, hey. Okay, that's fun.
She doesn't follow me.
That's too bad.
Okay, at Kira _Becker. I am private, but I will accept you.
I am private.
That's kind of you. So we're in the Subway bathroom, and like we're in line to go to Subway, and I am having what I now know as cramps. So me, as 11-year-old, barely having my period, and I'm literally cramping.
You think you're dying.
And I didn't know what was going on. I was like, I have a really bad stomach ache. Like, ow. Okay. And little did I freaking know.
Your uterine lining was shedding.
My uterine lining was shedding.
For the very first time.
I went to the bathroom with my cousin. She was, like, giving me some, like, hey, this is what you should be, like, thinking. Like, this is what you should be looking for. And, you know, and obviously, like, you give it a little wipe, you check, and you, there it was, you guys.
Ding,
it was
ding. Now, I do have a question that also, again, if you're male, just sorry. Like, I feel like I have to keep prefacing that, but also, like
that
the whole episode
one.
Is a preface.
That was the last preface.
Yeah. So, like, when you started your period, how, like, pads or tampons? What are we doing?
So, obviously, I was
doing
terrified of a tampon. Because I think everyone is terrified of a tampon at first.
Absolutely.
And I just did a pad. And I think someone maybe had one in their purse or something. And then there's the whole, like, where do you put the pad? Because I don't know about you guys, but when you put the pad in line with your underwear, it's not the most effective. And I think people are really dumb for designing pads to have to be put in a specific way. Merritt, I see you nodding.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for emphasizing with me.
Yes, don't really add up.
No, they don't.
There's always something sticking out. Have we not gone this far as a society?
Yeah.
And
but
not
if
gotten
you have a pad
right?
that doesn't have wings,
yeah.
that is
then
just crinkling
well, then they're too
in.
They're too narrow. They're too narrow then.
It's bending in.
Make them wider.
Gall dang.
Yeah, anyway. So that was my first period in a Subway. Now, I say that I got cramps because later in life, they didn't go away. They actually just got worse. And so
I want to dive into some stories.
Okay.
Yes.
Of you. But before we do that, I'm going to try to remember my first time I got my period,
my
which is
first
a very
period. Yes.
My first period, which is honestly a faint memory. Like, I really don't remember where I was. I was 10-ish.
Oh, my word.
I was a little bit of an early bloomer. And
I'll say.
Yes, I remember like being like young, and I think I was like, I think I got it ish around the same time as my sister. And I think that was also the weird part.
Who is 3 years older than
3 years older.
Wait,
so I was like,
what?
That's actually,
yeah.
that
Wait,
sucks.
Carissa, please.
Please confirm.
Please confirm.
This. If I made this up and I'm gaslighting my own self into believing this lie, like, please correct me. But I know that I was young, and I know I was scared because I was like, no one else is really like getting it right now. And like, yeah. I beyond that, the only like memory that I have is like, I was like, well, I don't want to like use a pad, so I'm going to like try to like use a tampon. And like,
my
that
word
was, like,
you were literally a 10-year-old using a tampon. That's
yeah
crazy.
I kind of like went I like went full force.
You
and I think it like
crazy
ouch.
Also, you're like
created my backbone.
I heard that you're not supposed to when you're so young yet, because you're like,
that would make sense,
isn't fully formed, so it like won't fit right.
Yeah,
but that also that could also be just sense. Like one of those like wives tales that's like, oh, you probably shouldn't because you're little, and we don't like the idea of that because you're little.
Could have been like,
does that
little.
Make sense?
Right, which is true, and
which,
I get
I mean,
it on
I,
all
I'll,
fronts.
I didn't like the idea of it, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And then the only other memory I have is like playing like volleyball too in like early like sixth grade. I mean, this was like years after, but like I had got like we wore white like white jerseys and white shorts, and like I do remember getting it like during a volleyball game, and like that was like that was more traumatizing than like getting it for the first time, obviously,
because
I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, now what do I do? Luckily the locker rooms were like right there, so I like went and got it sorted. But It's terrifying. And when you're like a little girl and you're just like, I don't know, yeah, all my hormones and stuff and all of all of the things. So I do have a fun period story, but I'm going to wait until.
And Mare, we're going to pass the torch to you.
Yeah, okay. Pass the torch to you.
Okay. So, yes, my first period. Picture this. Summer of 2008. The Spiker family.
Do you remember the year?
Well, I just looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, I knew it was the summer before my seventh grade year. I was like 12.
Okay. Oh.
So summer of 2008, the Spiker family goes just a weekend getaway to a friend's cabin. However, this cabin does not have indoor plumbing. It is an outhouse.
Oh.
And that is the weekend that God chose to give me my womanhood.
Wow. So, oh, wow.
I did my first period. My first pad was applied in an outhouse full of daddy long legs.
That is
ew, so Mare.
So
I can like envision that. I hate terrifying.
Spiders.
That is insane.
So it was pretty awful. The worst part about it, though, I think it would have been the next month or the month after in August was 4-H, and we also had to wear all white for it.
Yeah. Why do we make ourselves wear all white back then?
Awful. For to show dairy, you had to wear all white. And I was still in the like figuring out what this whole thing even is.
Phase.
So I had my period. It was a couple days. And you know how your period kind of like stops?
Yeah.
And then starts again.
And then it like really doesn't.
So it stopped after like 3 days and I was like, oh, I'm done. And then it was the day of the show and I had all white on.
Meredith.
That actually makes me like really sad.
And it legit bled through.
Oh, Meredith Michelle.
So 12-year-old Meredith walking Meredith around Michaela. The farm fairgrounds.
Did you know?
I honestly don't remember anything. If it was like my mom that saw it or someone saw it and was like, so my mom had to run to like JCPenney and get new white pants.
JCPenney's.
Which I remember was always hard to find white pants to in the first place. So it was like, oh my gosh, I have to find new ones. And the show is in like an hour, you know. It was a high stress situation. So from then on, I literally would wear a pad or a tampon just that whole week. Even if it was done like on day five, I'm wearing it because you never know.
Yeah, because you're like scarred for scarred life.
Early. Yeah.
Oh, that's so
little Meredith.
Little chunky Sorry. Meredith that was quoting SpongeBob had bloodstained pants.
Oh.
I literally remember like one of our first conversations.
So sweaty running around too.
I'm making like fart noises or something because I thought it was funny.
Look at my red pants. Oh my gosh. Not tie dye.
It's God's tie dye. One of our first conversations that husband was like, and I lost 30 pounds. And I feel like you kept. Well, didn't you say that? Or maybe I'm making
I
that
lost
up.
30 pounds when?
In high school or like middle school?
I did. I was really, pretty chunky in middle school.
See, you were like
yeah.
chunky. And then I remember
it would have been chunky, my little belly and my tiny little boobies.
Stop. Cutie little mare. I cannot.
You know that like awkward stage where like you don't wear a bra yet, but like.
Yes.
You probably should.
Yes.
You know that
like, but I kind of miss like, those days.
I was in like a training bra, but a training bra is basically like a short tank top. Like it's not any sort of like
no support.
Wait, that
support
is so true.
All.
Yeah. And I just, you know, you can kind of see like, you know, the outline a little bit and you're just kind of like, oh, yeah. That sweet little girl. It's like, it's
totally.
Time for
she's
her to,
learning.
It's time for her to like step into the next phase
she
of
needs
life.
A cup. She needs a padded cup.
Yeah.
What I remember more traumatically than like the first time I got my period was like the first time I really shaved my legs and as you know now like I literally can't shave my legs to save my life in the sense of like I
this is where Ramrod comes out
yeah this is my Ramrod I shave too hard and I will get cuts my legs look like I attack myself
you literally skinned your leg
yeah
well, I've like actually did it really really bad like 2 months ago to where like I have a scar
yeah You're 29 years old.
I know, and I haven't gotten it down.
Slow down. You have time.
The thing is, I do, and the thing is, like, I hate doing it though.
Maybe you should get like laser.
I think I should. I think I should just pay for lasers.
I'm kind of surprised you don't.
If there's any sugar daddies out there that want to help pay,
and again, the DMs are open.
The DMs are open. Yeah. Like no one has like come on that, so I'm like really like upset about that. But like that's fine. But no, like that was more traumatic than like my first period was like shaving for the first time because like I just think like I've always been bad at it, and like that's just like maybe that's a red flag of mine. I'm bad at shaving.
It, not maybe it is. Like,
okay.
You can kind of do it without hurting yourself at 29. I'm just going to say it, Kira. No, I appreciate. You should be able to do it.
I know. And the thing is, thank you for saying that. I love you so much. Straight.
It's one thing to like do a little nick, like if you do it like on your ankle, but I've witnessed like your shin bone.
The crime scene that happened.
Yes. Literally like you took an apple peeler to it.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Peeling off skin. Mm-hmm. Like how hard are you pushing on that thick razor?
I don't even think that I'm pushing hard.
I know, that pink cheapo razor.
And I think it has like
two blades on it. At least get like a joy or something.
I get a bag. Right. I get a bag and they're really cheap. They're like $3.99 for like 12.
I know. I need to just like not.
My legs have scars all over them. I have to use like scar cream, but.
Majerma.
On my deathbed, Majerma. It's going to be like, is she okay? And it's going to be like my legs are just like a whole different color.
I'll be like, no,
color.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry
she's
about it.
She's not worried about it. Intentionally.
Well, because we're so significantly younger than you, we'll be like, oh, no. We've known her in her younger years.
Trust us.
Trust us.
Yeah.
We know what we're
I'll
doing.
I'll be dead 90 and you'll be like 74 and you're like, yeah, she's my old friend.
Literally like 6 and 9 months older than us.
I know, literally like nothing. Okay, let me tell you my crazy story before we dive into some like fun nitty gritties of cycles and stuff. Yeah. But one of my favorite memories is with my friend Madeline. Shout out Madeline. I know you listen to this. We were part of this children's choir growing up, SVCC.
Shenandoah Valley.
Mm-hmm. And we actually got some cool opportunities to travel and to sing at different events and competitions and stuff. And this one particular one year, we went to Honolulu, Hawaii, which obviously insane. Who was going to say no to that opportunity?
Thank you for clarifying Honolulu, Hawaii versus like North Dakota.
Dumb. Idiot.
Honolulu,
no,
Delaware.
Honolulu, Kansas. Actually,
let me
Kansas.
Say Honolulu, Hawaii. Let me say it like that.
Hawaii.
That's what the locals say. That's what I learned. That's what the Hawaiians say.
When you were
say.
In Honolulu, Hawaii, you
shout
learned.
Out to your Hawaiians, but apparently there's no listeners from there. So yeah, we need to up our game, okay?
We're going to start marketing hard in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
What marketing? With what money? Okay.
We're just going to do it, okay? Come on. Boost it.
Okay. Anyways, you were in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Hawaii, yes. And me and my choir, mind you, this was probably like eighth grade, so several periods by then, you know, several years of experience.
Because you got it when you were five.
I got it at birth. So at this point, 50 years worth of periods.
Actually came out hemorrhaging.
Actually, babies can get periods from your hormones through your breast milk. Mira did.
No.
Wait, what?
It's a baby period. I am not lying. I asked my
Mira
pediatrician.
Mira had a period.
That's the first period. The craziest thing that you've ever said.
Was it scary? Was it scary when you saw it? Were you
I mean, it wasn't like gushing. It was just like a little bit in her diaper. And I was like, wait, did I kill her? And then.
Did I kill her?
I was like, I looked it up and it said, yeah, your hormones can like basically go through your breast milk and then it can cause your baby to have a mini period.
Lainey had like creamy whenever she was first born.
Yeah, no, it was
but no blood.
There was blood.
That's crazy.
And she had little boobies.
That's wild.
Like literally, ooh. Like little booby balls.
Yeah. Ew, I hate
stop.
That. You said that.
I don't know why I said it, but yeah.
Little booby balls.
Yeah. Sorry, I just had to say that really fast.
I never knew that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, if you have a kid, this is like a little PSA. If you have a kid and there's a little blood, it's normal.
It's like really normal.
It's crazy, but it's normal. Are you looking it up because you don't believe me?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was texting the group so that Kira would know this would be a great clip about the Honolulu, Hawaii.
Thank you. I always have
sometimes
question
when
marks
I'm listening through, I'm like,
should
I should tell her that this would be.
No,
be
that. Thank you. I appreciate the Honolulu, the feedback. And the, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So back to Hawaii. So I'm in Hawaii. It's gorgeous. We happen to be all, you know, 70 kids at this Dole plantation, which is like the pineapple, like Dole pineapple.
Yeah.
So it's like you can walk around this whole like farm pretty much.
I don't
and like
love the word plantation, but can do care.
That is what it. That is what
racist.
It is.
Racist.
No, that
racist.
Is. That's what it says.
White privilege.
It's called
white privilege. Check it at the door. Okay.
That's what it says. I'm so sorry. So we're kind of on this tour, and then me and one of the girls, like, they have like a little like kind of like area, what do you call it? Like a souvenir shop of sorts. Oh, in the shop? Front. A gift shop, yes. So we're kind of going on this tour, and it's near the end, but the both of us are like, oh, we need to like go to the bathroom. So we leave the group and we go to like the bathroom in the gift shop, and we both happen to start our periods at the same time, and we're so embarrassed because we're like, we don't want to walk back, and then like, because we had to like buy some pads because we were not like prepared. So we like bought pads, and then we bought these like floral tote bag things to hide the pads in because we were, again, so embarrassed. And we did leave the group. We did not tell our chaperone. That was our mistake.
Oh, no.
Because mind you, we're like, okay, we're going to go back and we're going to find like everyone else, and it's going to be like fine. So we're buying the pads. We put them in the bag, and we like one is blue and one is purple, I'm pretty sure. And we're just like cutesy, like going out of it. And we're just like so embarrassed. We started our period in Hawaii of all places. Like, why? Can't find anyone. We are super lost on this pineapple farm.
No.
Looking everywhere for all, mind you, everyone's like dressed the same, so it's like we should be able to see everyone. We're all right. The same like identical t-shirt, nowhere to be found. So I think we proceeded to like walk around for another like 30 minutes before finding everybody. And at the end, they were like, oh, where did you go? And like, mind you, we like thought we got lost and we're going to like either get kidnapped or not know where anybody is. And also we started our periods. And also, like, don't look at us with our bags and don't ask what's in it because like, so I just have that memory with Madeline of like walking around. And I'm pretty sure my parents still have that bag to this day, like in their home, because it was just that iconic that I'm like, I don't want to get rid of this because it's just like a crazy memory. Getting our periods in Hawaii, so that was fun.
Oh,
and that's my pineapple period story. That's a crazy sentence too. What?
That's so funny.
Pineapple period. I feel like you had a story case.
Oh, well, I was just gonna talk a little bit about my history with my period.
Okay.
And that you guys have obviously been with me for a lot of my life to know my history, but I'll start in high school. So I got my period like a couple days before I was 12, like I said, and it was a relatively normal period up until I got to high school, and I started having my period and it wouldn't stop. So I had my period for 2 months straight.
That's insane.
Do you guys remember that? I mean, we didn't know each other yet technically, but well, Kara, we did, but I wasn't like telling everybody like, hey, I've had my period for 2 months, just like pray for
me. Right.
So in other words, no, we don't remember.
Yeah. Feel like that would have been like really ingrained in my memory.
Yeah, so I had my period for 2 months and it was like heavy, like super plus, like multiple times a day type of thing, and then it stopped for a month. And so I was like, okay, well, that's over. Like, thank goodness. And then I got my period again for a month, and it would not stop. And this time, it got to the point where I was playing soccer, and after every single soccer game, I would come home at night and, like, puke because I was so exhausted. And I was really pale. Like, look back on pictures of my life, I maybe will be bold enough to let you have a photo to look at me, but I literally was so pale.
I looked on the Instagram.
I was sickly. I was gross. And we actually had a whiteout for like basketball. It was like basketball season two-ish, a little bit. And so I'm wearing like all white and I look so pale. And like, me looking pale is disgusting. It just doesn't look good on me. So anyway, it got to the point where it was like, yeah, I was puking. It was so bad. I was really pale. I was so tired. I was constantly tired. I was having these weird cravings and I wanted to eat ice. And I would come home after school almost every day and eat ice.
You were like anemic.
Day.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't realize at the time. I just was like, wow, I'm like ravenous for ice. And then I also weirdly was interested in chalk. So I tried that. Wasn't good. I can confirm that it was
terrible. Ate chalk?
Yeah. I just had.
Okay.
So now looking back on all these are all symptoms of anemia. So I was severely anemic. Okay. My iron levels were morbidly low. I mean,
because like literally you have like no blood.
Right. Like, so left. I'm like, Mom, I like still have my period and like it's not going away. And she's like, how about we go to the doctor? And
I remember I got to the doctor's office and I laid down on the table. You know, there's not like a ton of time between your doctor sometimes, you know, whatever. And I literally fell asleep like on the table, like waiting for the doctor because I was just so exhausted. And was like, it felt like I had like, well, my mom was worried I had mono because I just was sleeping all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that would add up.
There were just so many things that were happening. But anyway, we go to the doctor. I am telling her what's going on and they run some tests. And they obviously have to take my blood to run tests. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm just a blood bank at this point. And it comes back that my iron levels are so low, so deficient. So, like, you're supposed to be at, like, level 12, and I was at level 6. And level 5, you need, like, a blood transfusion.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it was really bad.
I did not realize that was, like, that bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. And so, pretty much, I had to quit, like, all sports that I was in, which is, like, kind of a, you know, that's kind of a big deal for me. And I had to breast. And I had to just, like, get my levels back up. So this is when I went on the Depo shot.
Okay.
And basically it was a shot that you get in your butt every 3 months. And during this time, I was, like, severely underweight, like, looking back on it now. I was, like, nothing. I was, like, for the way that my body composition is, I should never be the weight that I was. And I just looked gross and, like, I was pale and I was, like, just pathetic. I felt like I was, like, nothing. Like
sick.
Yeah, I looked sick.
You were ill, yeah.
Yeah. And this Depo shot literally, like, I gained 30 pounds and then I started, like, my hair started getting really frazzly and it, like, kind of started falling out and, like, being really weird. And then I went through this whole, like, birth control thing. And then we're like, okay, that's not going really well. So then I tried a patch, which I put on my skin, and it literally, like, burned my skin. And it was like, I was having a horrible time with this, but my mom didn't want to put me on the pill. Which, yeah, looking back on now, I'm like, thank you, mom. But we just were trying to figure out any way we get it to stop, and we just couldn't.
Yeah.
Eventually, for whatever reason, I stopped getting it for such long periods. Like, when I say long periods, like, I wasn't getting it for a month anymore, but I was definitely like a 7-dayer consistently, if not longer. Mm-hmm. After
your 2 months, kind of leveled out. Okay.
So that's when my cramps started kicking in, like actual cramps. And so this is like in high school, it wouldn't hit me every single time, but I would get super, I was like, get super cold. I would get like chills. I would be super nauseous and I would puke and then I would like have really bad diarrhea every time. And when I got to college, it got horrible. And I will never forget this, you guys. You're going to die. I don't remember if I told you this, or maybe if I did, it'll be funny. I'm in a voice lesson at Heston. I'm literally warming up. I'm doing scales. And I had just started my period that day. And I'm like singing. And I was like, okay, just get through this. Like, get through this, like, warm up or something. I went, can you give me a second? I need to go to the bathroom really fast. I go to the bathroom and I just hurl. I got puked.
What?
Because I was because I was just on my period.
And puking then, like, from your period is like next level.
I know. Yeah. Well, and I also like had like, for whatever reason, I don't have it like this anymore. But during that point, whenever I was on my period, I could smell everything like I was pregnant. Like that level. Hmm.
And like, so your hormones, like, were just so wild.
They were so wild. They were so out of whack that, like, I would smell something too and it would make me nauseous. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to puke. Like, wow. So that was a really big problem throughout college. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do remember that. I just remember you laying in bed and, like, literally in the fetal position, like, and, like, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Like,
yeah.
It's your period. You just got to, like, kind of ride it out. You can take Tylenol. You can use a heat pad. But, mm-hmm, like,
there's only so much that you can do. So I eventually did get on birth control. I think it was, like, the senior year of college, like, the pill.
Mm.
And that, you know, it kind of makes your periods, like, whatever.
Like, when you're did it regulate it at all or not necessarily?
I wouldn't say. I was never like regular, so it was hard to know like what was regular versus what was not. But then I got on the I got on the pill, and then like just like before, I gained weight and like just pretty much had all these symptoms that like I didn't really feel normal, but I was like, but I don't have cramps, so like cool. So fast forward now, I'm like, this is pre, we'll say this is pre-Mira. I think this is like March of 2022. And I make the decision to get off birth control because I just don't feel like myself. I just, I feel like my mood swings are weird. I just feel icky. And
yeah,
that's when I discovered what Natural Cycle was. Before I launch into that, you guys, this is not an ad, obviously. No one's paying me to do anything. No one's paying us to do anything.
You never know. They you could never be know. Our first sponsor.
You never know. But I found Natural Cycles through someone on Instagram. Her name is Buns Balance. My Buns Love Balance. Her. She's literally like, she didn't say my life, but like a little bit. I'm being dramatic. She just kind of talked about how period cramps are a symptom of a root issue. And I was like, I was like, that was just like a foreign concept to me. I'm like, no, people just like, some people get cramps and some people don't. Like, they don't really talk to you about like the whole process of like I know that like my uterus is shedding, it's lining, right? But I guess my uterus sheds harder than other people. That's probably why I have cramps. But it was like, no, you probably have a hormone imbalance. And like looking back on it now, I'm like, yeah, my hair was like frazzled and like fried and like falling out. And I had all of these other things going on that I didn't even think were like, I just was like, oh, whatever. Like I was just young and I was stupid. I didn't think anything of it. And like, they don't teach you anything in school. So I was just like, okay, I guess it's just my life. But that's when I learned.
Do you know, I think it's Bridesmaids. Maybe she's like, I can't help it. I have a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
Yeah.
Mean Girls.
Oh, Mean Girls. That's what it is. I always think of that when like somebody's like, oh, I have like a unique period. I always like go to that phrase in my mind. That was so random, but carry on.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It was just, it was the first time I learned that. And so I was like taking a look at my life and I was like, okay, where can I find this hormone imbalance? So now, like, you guys know I'm, like, kind of, like, a health freak now and with everything I eat and stuff. And this was kind of, like, that what started it all, like, way back when. I'm, like, way worse now than I was then. But knowing in the mornings, like, you should never have coffee on an empty stomach ever because it immediately disrupts your hormones and sets you completely in the wrong track for the day. So that's just your little tip for the day. And your body needs protein and your body needs it needs a little bit of sugar in the morning, but like in the afternoon, you got to make sure natural sugar, but in the afternoon, you got to make sure that you lay off. And like, you also shouldn't have caffeine like during your period because it makes your cramps worse. And you shouldn't have caffeine really the week before your period because then it can make your symptoms worse. And so there's just so many things that I was learning and it was so life changing. So when I eventually got off of birth control, I was like, wow, I didn't realize how like, I don't know, like a shell of a self of myself I was until I got off of it and like totally could like just be me. I don't know. So then I learned like all about the four phases of your cycle, which is like the beginning of your cycle is your period. And then you have the follicular phase. This is after your period. And this is when your egg is starting to like, you know, get ready. It's getting spiffy for ovulation. And then you feel really good during ovulation. So if there's ever like a week in the month, you're like, wow, I just like really feel in myself. You're probably ovulating.
I've heard that if you're planning like to run a marathon or something like that, you should plan it during your follicular phase. Like that week after you have your period is you're just like have so much energy.
You have so much energy because your body's like coming off of like getting rid of, you know, it's kind of resetting. And so then that's when you get to your luteal phase, which this is the week before your period, which really
I hate that
for
phase.
Me is the worst. This is when I'm like, I feel like so like, ugh, like everything sucks. And I take everything personally. And this is when I get really snippy. And then I'm like, Price, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm being so mean. And And he goes, "You're going to start your period next week." And I'm like, "You're right." And then
literal
PMS. Yeah, literal PMS. And so I didn't even know about any of those cycles. And so it's easier for me to be like, okay, this is what's happening. This is why I'm acting like this. And then your skin reacts with it. And you're like, literally your bloating reacts with it and all of that stuff. And so I've just had a way better understanding of my body now. And I've been able to level up my hormones. And I really have been cramp free since then. Since like
that's wild.
That's awesome.
So if you have really bad cramps, like, I'm happy to go way more into detail in this. Don't have to do that right now, but like, shoot me an email. I'd love to chat with you about it, or can send you some really good resources, because you guys know cramps had me down and out. I was not good. I was really not good. And every once in a while I do have a few cramps, but then I can look back on the weeks, you know, previously or whatever, and I'd be like, okay, that's where I was kind of messing up. And foods truly play so much into it, you guys. So anyway,
No, I feel like I have a memory of you on your period when it was like one of the worst ones, and you were like in a tub, like literally crying so much that it hurts. And I think we're like trying to give you like drugs or something. We're like, take anything.
Tylenol.
And like,
you guys know how I am with pills, so that was probably going really well.
Yeah, I don't even think you. I don't think you were doing it, or maybe you got to the point, and I don't know if this was at Heston or Northwestern or where there would have even
there
been
was
a tub
at Northwestern.
There
well,
was.
Well, it might have been at my house, you guys. I think it was at my house.
Okay.
Because I think you guys were all over. I think like Wyatt and Dylan were maybe over too, and I was in the bathroom with my mom.
I don't remember this. Was it Easter or Easter like that one year?
It was Easter part two. So you would have been there, Mare. And then I remember I was in the bathroom and I like puked and stuff. And then I came out of the bathroom after like everything went down. I went, my bad, guys. Sorry.
My bad.
I had
my
literally like coming out like a different person. Like
I know, for context, I had one bathroom in my house and it was downstairs in the kitchen. So everyone can hear everything. And
oh,
I was just like,
I know.
Whoever designs houses like that.
Don't ever do that.
Jail.
Immediately jail.
Putting the bathroom right next to the kitchen is criminal. But anyways.
But natural cycles, just kind of go back to that. Basically now what I'm doing is I'm taking my temperature every single day. And so then it enables to track like what phase I'm in of the four phases. Obviously period, pretty obvious there. But like as I'm going into my ovulation, my temperature drops drastically. And then as I'm coming out of ovulation, my temperature goes back up. And so when I say drastically, it like measures to the thousandth degree on it. It's a special thermostat. But if you're interested in natural cycles, like if you feel like, man, my period just like really has me down and out, I would love to send you my 20% off.
Okay. Plug.
I will email it to you or send you a text. Like just shoot me an email.
And
or,
it comes
like,
with a free body thermostat.
It does. It comes with a thermostat. It comes with what you need.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
I was kidding. It's a thermometer, not a thermostat.
Oh, that makes definitely more sense. Yeah.
But
it's always been interesting to me to like track it, and just how women, I think we think it's like so different. I'm like, oh my gosh, like mine is like so irregular. But like, I think if you did track it, which is like what I do just on a free app called Flow. And it's just for me to like track like when I start. But it actually is crazy because it told me, because I've been doing it for like over a year. It said today, well, yesterday that I would start it, which it was true. So it's like, I know that what it is now. Like I tend to have like longer. I have like a 30-day cycle and a 4-day. I think I'm a little blessed in that.
You're a blessed. I remember that.
You're very regular. Yeah.
And you did start when you were 5, so we'll give you that.
I did start at
your body's been doing it for a while.
0. Yeah, so. Correct. I deserve to have a 4-day period at this point because it's been going a long time.
Yeah.
But I do just notice, like, especially now that I'm like trying to get more into the gym, like right now I'm not lifting heavy, I'm not going and like doing my best, so I've been trying to like cycle sync is what it's called, like
cycle
my exercises.
Yeah,
so I'm just gonna like read a couple things just for our listeners of like what you can do. So like your menstrual phase period, typically like gentle movements like walking, yoga, Pilates. Like I feel like today, if it would have been a nice day, I could have walked for like 5 miles, and that's like all I would have like loved to do. Mm-hmm. Like HIIT workouts, not probably
get out of
the
there.
Best, because you are just not going to be you aren't going to be your best. So your follicular phase, the next phase, you can start doing more like strength training and running. And it says dancing and cycling, which is like kind of fun, but like trying new things in this phase is good because you're feeling like sharp and like you can adapt to things more quickly, which is also super interesting to like just know your body in that regard. And then when you're ovulating, like this is your time to like do all your HIIT workouts, do like push like your PRs, go hard. Like literally it says go hard. Intense cardio, high energy things would be really good in this phase. So you can kind of like plan your month based off of that. So this is also just good to know, like, oh, don't get down and out when you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm not hitting what I thought I would. Because again, I know what I can do on the hip thrust machine. Okay. If I ain't hitting that this week, that's literally like totally makes sense because I just also like that makes me want to throw up. I like can't even like imagine doing weights today.
Pushing all of that on your body.
Right. That's just gross, disgusting, not the week for that. And then in your luteal phase, again, like this is prepping for your period. So like slowing it down more, doing more like Pilates, yoga, walking, lower impact, focusing on like recovering too would be like good in this week, like stretching and things like that. So I think it's cool to like know, again, in the month, like what your peak performance can be for things like exercise or even like self-care. Like this, what I'm looking at is, I mean, honestly, right now it's ChatGPT. I had something in my notes that I couldn't find. But when you're ovulating, like lots of hydration, like you should be like drinking a lot more water this week than you normally do. But like don't have a lot of like salt in your diet because then you're going to like bloat a lot. So you can really prevent yourself from feeling your worst in your month. And I've always thought about this, which is crazy. Like when you're ovulating and you're your peak, you know, your skin is great. You're just feeling your best. That week is 1 week and you only get like 12 weeks a year to feel really good, which is like kind of sad as a woman that we only get that. And like guys operate on a 24-hour cycle. So they wake up the next day and they're ready to rock like that. But over a 4 week span or 4-ish week is still crazy to me as like a 29-year-old that I'm like, we operate so differently, but it also helps, you know, like, why am I feeling this way? Or like the week before my period, I always get in my head about every single detail of every single thing that I've ever thought and done and said. And then I start my period. I'm like, okay, this actually makes a lot more sense. So I'm just like more analytical over like myself. But then when I'm ovulating and like off my period, I'm like feeling so free and confident and like ready to conquer the world. So even with like meetings and stuff, I'm like, oh, like I know this meeting is going to happen at this time. Like I know that I can like push myself with like my communication or with my confidence. Whereas like this week, if I had an intense week, because I'm literally on my period right now, like I just will not, it will not be good. And it's just, I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't want to push myself if I don't have to, you know, I'd rather work with my body.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I wish that I would have known that sooner. Like, I think I was like, what, in 2022, 23, what was I like? 25, something like that. That's a whole quarter of a century before I actually knew anything about my body in that way. So it's just been like a super fun discovery. As well as just a little bit of frustration, like, why don't we know this stuff? And also, like, you can only get pregnant like 6 days out of the month, so we're taking birth control and it's like messing with our hormones and stuff to avoid 6 days when you can just track it. To me, that makes sense, but obviously you do what's best for you. But
that is also a crazy thing because you don't really hear that part. I think people hear just like every time you have sex, you can
which is just untrue,
get pregnant. But just like just in the sense of like knowing your body and it, especially for you, and like tracking your temperature and stuff, and knowing like if you are trying to have a kid or not, like you like can know your body of like when that time comes. But like that's so cool to me. Like God made our bodies so unique and so intricate in all those details. And so it's cool that there is a, I mean, I haven't really had a need to use natural cycles, but I think it's cool to know that there's like resources out there to help you and to be like, oh, if I don't want to go on a hormonal birth control or something, like there are alternative ways
Yes,
to absolutely. Kind of track your cycle.
Knowledge is power, and it's just something that we haven't had for a long time, and now we do. And so I'm just super passionate about it, and I know that I would hate for anyone to feel the way that I was feeling. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me. I'm being so serious. Mm. But yeah,
I keep waiting for my period because I got natural cycles last summer after Lainey, but I've never gotten my period. So every time I take my temperature, it still just says red day because it doesn't track
because
my cycle hasn't. It says like day 250 of your cycle.
That's you know? Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, okay, awesome. Yeah. You know, I was kind of I was on birth control from like 2019 until 2022. Mm. From 2018. I went on birth control fall after college because my acne was really bad. Mm. I don't know. I'm a firm believer that like every body is different. Like what, you know, is harmful to one body is maybe not as bad to another. Like I genuinely didn't notice a difference in my body when I went on it. Mm. And I thought like when I'd go off it, like maybe because we went off to get pregnant, you know, and I was expecting it to take a long time for my body to regulate. Like to get pregnant. So I went off of it thinking it would take like probably a year. Nope.
Got pregnant away.
Literally 2 months off of it.
Yeah.
which we were like super thankful for. But, and also I thought like maybe Noah will notice like a mood shift in me or I'll notice something. And I really didn't like, but I think there's so many different kinds of hormonal birth control. But, so I'm kind of one that like I kind of liked mine. Like I didn't really notice anything with it. It didn't make me feel necessarily better. It didn't make me feel necessarily worse. I felt relatively like myself, but I know that's not the case for everyone. And so I'm glad that there are other options out there now, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think I went through like 6 or 7 different kinds of birth control. Because some of them like didn't help my cramps at all either. So that was also another issue.
Yeah. I also loved the like, I know that next Tuesday I'm going to get my period. Mm. Like that was so nice.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, of like, or like for my wedding was we planned it and it was like supposed to be my placebo week. Oh. So I just kept taking it because that's one perk of birth control too, is that you can kind of skip your period if you need to, which is probably not great for you either. You know, skipping a whole cycle, but I did it.
Yeah, but you did it.
It's fine. I don't know.
Oh, that's like every woman's like worst fear is to like be on their period on
their wedding.
Their wedding day.
Yeah.
I want to be ovulating. I want to be, well, maybe not even ovulating. I want to be in my follicular phase.
Yeah, you want to be in the follicular phase.
Yeah.
Pre-ovulating.
Yeah. It's going up.
Yeah, it's going up,
guys.
No.
Oh gosh. No, that's wild to me. I want to share this memory of a show that I watched that might not be fully accurate, so hopefully you guys have like seen or heard about it, so you can like fill in the gaps. But it was about birth control and how like birth control like began, like the origin of it. And I mean, essentially it like went through how like a lot of like women in their 30s in like the mid 2000s coming off of birth control like didn't really like know like who they were, just because they like were prescribed birth control like ever since like the beginning of when they got their periods, because it was either heavy or the doctor thought you were whatever the reason was, and it was like, oh, let's just slap birth control like and just like band-aid this issue that you're having.
For a woman,
and, like,
it must be her hormones.
Right you're acting this way, or you're feeling like,
let's just
birth
like
control.
Numb all your hormones and put a band-aid on it with birth control.
Yeah, which is so wild, because I do get like why you would want to go on it, but to be like in like a teenager in the 80s and then just be like slapped this prescribed birth control and then like not to have like really any factual information to like back it up. There was some kind of a documentary about the guy who started, especially the pill. I mean, that's like really what it was.
Yeah.
And just like how insane it was, because he didn't really know what he was doing, but he created this pill to
help like women's hormones and like kind of like target young women. Mm-hmm. And I don't know really what came out of the documentary. Like, I'm really missing like literally the bulk of the details, like, and it's making me so mad.
You're talking but about. Do you like, know what they, I like, mean? Almost like faked surveys and they faked results of stuff. Something maybe I'm thinking like of something else, but I know what you're
Let
talking
me chat
about.
GPT here.
It was just quick. So experimental and so young and new because they've come out with like 80 different birth controls. There's so mm-hmm. many. And it's hard, like Nexplanon, you know, the one that goes in your arm.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody that literally fell out of their arm. Like, that's disgusting.
Wait,
yeah. Excuse me?
Like, she woke up in the morning, it was not in her arm anymore.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
That's crazy. Well, then you have like the what are those called? Those
IUD.
IUD. And like, they'll like Which fall my, out.
I know someone who got cysts from that.
Oh, yeah.
You can like, get like, just, that's like a side effect. Some people get cysts.
There's so many scary things. And it's just, but yeah, I don't know. But natural cycles is all natural. So that's why I'm into it. I'm
that's
into
true.
Natural these days. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that. Oh, okay. I looked up controversy of birth control. Can I read a little bit? This will be kind of like
there's just one.
Right, literally. This just was what ChatGPT happens to say, but especially in the 1980s, okay, it was like right about that. It was a clinical trial where it started the pill conducted on Puerto Rican women. And they were not told they were part of experience and they had like severe side effects of like this pill that was just like taking off, like nausea, blood clots, and some of them had died from it.
Oh,
my so
gosh.
It was this doctor named Gregory Pincus and Dr. Rock. And that's so crazy because so they chose
like
Puerto
Dwayne?
Rico.
I know.
Dwayne the Rock Dwayne Johnson. The Rock.
I literally thought this.
Yeah. Was- you are ended here. Jail.
Canceled.
Canceled. But there were no laws in Puerto Rico against contraception. So like they could like do whatever they want there, which is so sad.
That's very messed up.
And so then, I mean, essentially the whole, I mean, there's like a couple bullet points, but like there were no warnings to women about what the risks were. So it was just like prescribing women birth control and like not, you know, telling them what the, like not being transparent on what the side effects are.
So sad.
But just so sad. And it's actually a lot of like men here that are in the weeds of the origins of it. So that's, I don't know. I'm going to try to find like the actual thing that I had found and maybe like I can circle back to it in a next episode. But it's just wild. But I think like the biggest thing is to, like you said, like especially with natural cycles, it seems like just like knowing your body and like using that to your advantage. And like I said, even with what you eat and stuff too, that has an effect on like how you feel. Like literally last week I was feeling disgusting and I'm like, I don't want anything other than like warm things and like soups and like things to just like comfort food essentially.
Yeah.
And it made me feel a lot better. But like, yeah, when your iron is really low, like this week I should probably be eating like spinach and kale and stuff. Do I want to do that?
Red meat.
No, but
red meat. Carnivore diet. This
actually,
week.
I haven't eaten today. Not eaten today. No. I've eaten, but I haven't had dinner yet. That's dumb.
Oh, my word.
And I'm not normally like
11:30 at night.
I know.
That's crazy.
I'll pop in something in the microwave. What? Like just a little frozen meal.
Funny.
Super interesting on your period. So bring it down.
Yeah, Mare, bring it down.
Yeah. Okay, today we're going to do 20 rapid fire true and false questions.
Oh,
okay?
I love.
And
okay.
You guys are going to answer rapid, Kiera.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have to keep track of your own how many you get right, okay? Because
okay.
I can't keep track of both
okay,
of you.
Hold on.
So,
let me,
so you put your fingers up when you get one right, okay? So we can all see. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Are you locked in?
I'm so locked.
Yes.
Kiera is typing something into her computer, so
yes, I'm pulling my notes up so I can like keep track because I don't
just keep
have
track on your hands.
But no, there's 20 questions.
I do know, you think you're not gonna get them okay. all?
You never know.
Okay. You never know. Okay. All right. Ready? Here we go.
Yes.
The Great Wall of China is visible from space.
False. True.
Guys,
what are
rapid
you
fire.
So I'm sorry.
True. False.
True.
False. It's false.
Dang yes. it, I said false and then I got scared.
All right, we're going as rapid fire. Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius, 212 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level.
True.
True. False.
True.
Okay.
Well, sharks are mammals.
Casey. Hold on.
Confidence.
I said true, Casey. But I thought I had to say opposite. Am I allowed to say?
No.
Okay, true.
Say it's just whatever you think.
Okay.
All right, sharks are mammals.
False.
True.
False. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world.
False.
False.
True.
Dang it.
I thought it was something. Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I was literally going to say that.
Dang it.
Nope.
Maybe it shrunk. I think we're right.
Bananas grow on trees.
True.
True.
False. They grow on large plants that are not considered trees.
Ew. It's literally called a banana tree, isn't it?
I know. Large plants. All right. Next one. Okay. Humans have more than five senses.
False.
I'm going to go true just to be different.
I don't believe this one.
What does it say? Okay.
This one says true. Scientists recognize more, such as balance and temperature.
I disagree with that.
So let's just cancel that one out. That one's stupid. Okay. Lightning never strikes the same place twice.
False.
True.
False. Yes. Goldfish have a 3-second memory.
Yes. True.
True.
False. A leap year occurs every 4 years.
True.
True.
True. The Amazon rainforest produces 20% of the world's oxygen.
True.
True.
True. The Eiffel Tower can shrink in cold weather.
True, because it's metal.
True.
Okay.
A single piece of paper can only be folded in half 7 times.
True.
False.
Doesn't matter how...
It depends on the size and thickness of the paper.
Dang it.
Sound travels faster in water than in the air.
False.
True.
True.
Dang it!
Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system.
False.
True?
True. 5 more. Octopuses have 3 hearts.
True.
True.
True. Yes. I almost just went on.
No.
Yes. Diamonds are made from compressed coal.
True.
True.
False. They form from carbon under high pressure.
Dang.
A group of crows is called a murder.
True.
A group of what?
Crows is called a murder.
True.
True. Penguins can fly.
False.
False.
Good. False. The human body has 602. Sorry. Whoa. Has 206 bones.
True.
False.
True.
No, that makes 206. We found a way that clicks. Dang it. Why did I know that?
That was Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Come on.
All right. Actually, I lied. There is one more.
Okay.
Meredith is the best out of all 3 of us.
Oh. True.
Okay. That one doesn't count. Okay. How many did you guys get?
10.
This is where I have to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 11.
Oh,
nice job.
I hate myself.
I will say, these are on ChatGPT, and I don't completely trust necessarily that they're correct.
What was the 5 senses one again?
The one was something about scientists consider like temperature and balance to be another sense. But I would guess temperature is feeling like. You know, balance. Yeah. I could see maybe as a, you know, the other one I'm curious about is the banana tree one. That one I was kind of like a tall plant. What classifies something as a tree? It's a plant.
Right.
And it's tall. Right. That's a tree.
Like my mom says, when she has bananas, it's growing on her banana tree.
She has a banana tree.
Tell her she's wrong.
I have a banana tree.
Tell her she's wrong.
Sorry, mom. Yvonne. Say you have a large plant in your backyard. Okay.
Yeah. Tall plant. Well, thank you guys so much for playing along. If you played along, thanks for listening to our absolute disgusting period stories. We're happy to
share
all
the way.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
We hope you learned something. And if you have any questions, shoot us an email at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com, or you can send us a DM on Instagram or TikTok.
Case, do you want to plug that link one more time? That code?
I have to send it to you directly because I'm not special enough to have like a code. I'm happy to send it to you in an email and a text, whatever. And you will
DM us. Yeah.
You will get 20% off your subscription to.
Hey, and if you're a male listening and you have a special female in your life, treat her right all four phases because she's going through stuff. Okay.
And I will say too, this episode maybe made you feel like, wow, as a woman, there's a lot of stuff I have to do with my body. With men, there are too. There's more and more research coming out about like a man in the time of fertility, like when the egg gets fertilized, whatever health the man was at affects the pregnancy, affects 100%. The baby.
So if you're not healthy, you're going to make your wife unhealthy with your nastiness. Yes.
Actually, so get your health together. So there's a lot of studies about that. Even whether or not the baby is a boy or a girl, there's some speculation of like, why do so many NFL players have girls?
Oh, interesting.
Because they're super athletic. Yeah, they got hot balls.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note.
Fascinating. On that note, goodbye, everyone.
Forever.
Thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. Bye.
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 Bye.